For generations, nursing students have used mannequins to practice what they're learning. But with artificial intelligence on the rise, those mannequins are getting closer to the real thing. WABE's Jim Burris recently met one of the new AI patients.
Down a corridor and to the left at Emory University's School of Nursing is one of the most realistic mannequins ever to grace a mock-up hospital room.
Did you tell me your name, sir?
My name is Emory Howe.
And what brings you in today?
I'm here today because I have been experiencing a headache for the past few days.
Emory Howe is the first Model S5301 human patient simulator mannequin a university has ever incorporated into its nursing training. Emory's Kim Fugate is quizzing the patient who's tucked under a crisp bedsheet pressed so pristinely, you'd think you were at the Four Seasons.
Can you tell me how old you are?
I am 41 years old.
Until now, about as close to the real thing a student could get involved actors playing out pre-written scenarios, says Beth Ann Swan. She's associate dean of Emory's nursing school.
Without a mannequin like this, our faculty or someone would be standing there pretending they're a crying baby, pretending they're going, ah! You know, it's like, okay, I hear it. But for me, at least, when I'm standing here and I'm asking him questions and he's answering me and his mouth is moving, I don't know. It's a much different experience.
Even an Academy Award performance wouldn't allow students to, say, intubate the mock patient or start an IV. With Emory Howe, they can.
For me, who is a person who practiced on each other in oranges, to now be here doing this, I think with the AI, it's going to explode. I mean, I think it's going to remake what's possible.
But they're not quite there. In fact, students have yet to get their hands on Emory Howe. That could happen this fall. And when they do, they better bring their A game. Emory Howe is able to record and convey exactly how well they perform. All this comes with a price tag up to $170,000, says Dean Swan. Jim Arquetto is with Gamard Scientific, which makes Howe.
So similar to airline pilots training on flight simulators, honestly, the risk is just too high from a patient care standpoint not to train on a simulator.
Cost is just one consideration. Another is how good are the data Emory Howe's AI is given. The mannequin comes in different skin tones, and a female version is in the works. Maybe a Haley? But when it comes to something as high stakes as emergency healthcare, cultural biases are a big concern. That's according to Dr. Jonathan Chen of Stanford's Center for Biomedical Informatics Research.
What are the cases being presented? How does the patient, the simulated patient, interact with clinical trainees so that it represents the broad tapestry of humanity that they're going to be interacting with in the real world?
Chen says these are questions we must answer now. Like it or not, AI is already in medicine, and it's already pretty smart.
Do you listen to the radio at all, Hal?
Yes, I do. I enjoy listening to NPR's Morning Edition and All Things Considered.
For NPR News, I'm Jim Burris in Atlanta.